Now most go by train. At Christmas, an ISIS offshoot of Boko Haram released a video showing 10 Christians being beheaded in Maiduguri. Every conversation about traveling ends with two words, be careful. Amenities in luxury condos include bulletproof glass. Most say that the security situation is linked to the economy and that those who commit cyber fraud, extortion, piracy, and robbery do so because they have no legitimate way to participate in the economy. They are entrepreneurs of violence. If you have something at stake, you won't be enticed to wear a suicide vest, says Farida Yahuza Yashi, who runs the Community Engagement and Social Development Initiative. CESDI is a non-governmental organization and Maiduguri that helps female victims of the militant group Boko Haram. It's hard to make progress anywhere, but it's particularly hard in Nigeria. A complex set of policies and agreements keeps the peace between Nigeria's many constituencies. A population of over 250 ethnicities split evenly between Muslims and Christians. In practice, that makes it hard to get anything done. A bill to increase transparency in the oil industry has been stuck in the National Assembly for 19 years, and many are resistant to change. In 2014, Sanusi was fired from his banking post for exposing corruption. Soon after his appointment as emir, Boko Haram suicide bombers and gunmen attacked the mosque next door to the emir's palace, killing over 120 people. Now the governor of Kano State and a frequent target of Sanusi's criticism, Abdullah Ganduje, wants to break up the emirate to reduce Sanusi's power. Many of the issues and much of the gridlock come back to oil. Roughly $100 million worth of oil pours out of the ground each day, spread across that huge population that's only about 50 cents per person per day. That's not enough to make everyone rich, but more than enough to make some very rich. It's estimated that 80% of the proceeds from oil has gone to 1% of the population. It's money worth fighting over, and that's what Nigerians do at every level of the economy. Oil has given politics an outsized importance. As Anubagu says, if you're excluded from politics, you're excluded from the economy.